AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Dozens of people gathered at a Chicago church for a prayer service to remember a cousin of NBA star Dwayne Wade, who police say was the unintended victim of two brothers now charged with murder. Nikea Wade's aunt, Pastor Jolinda Wade, says her niece won't be forgotten.
We're going to hold on to the memories.
Yes.
See, we learn to thank God for the memories because we have had loss within our family.
That tape courtesy WBBM-TV. Two presidential candidates are pushing to be in the upcoming debates.
The first debate is scheduled to be held in 4 weeks, and right now only two candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, meet the 15% support level needed to be included in the debates. But Green Party candidate Jill Stein says that she and Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson should be allowed to participate.
There are four candidates in this election that will be on the ballot for just about every American voter.
Johnson has hit double digits in some polls, and he points to a recent Quinnipiac poll that found 62% of those surveyed want him to be included in the debates. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Johnson talked about the issue on Fox News Sunday.
It's not impossible that if we go into the presidential debates with the polarization of Clinton and Trump, that we might actually run the table on all this.
Authorities in Louisiana say a Honduran man in the U.S. illegally was driving the bus that hit a fire truck on an elevated highway, killing two people. State Police Trooper Melissa Mady.
Dennis Yasmir Amaya Rodriguez, he is an illegal alien from Honduras. He has been arrested, and he is being booked in the St. John the Baptist Correctional Center. He's being booked on two counts of negligent homicide, reckless operation, no driver's license.
This is AP Radio News. Six scientists have finished a year-long Mars simulation in Hawaii. They lived in a dome in near isolation on a Mauna Loa mountain and could only go outside wearing spacesuits. Tristan Basingwaith, a researcher with the University of Hawaii, served as the crew's architect.
The UH research going up here is just super vital when it comes to picking crews.
He says it was a fascinating experience.
Figuring out how people are going to actually work on different kinds of missions, it's sort of the human factors element of space travel, colonization, whatever it is you're actually looking at.
NASA funded the study run through the University of Hawaii. Kim Binstead, the project's principal investigator, says the researchers were looking forward to getting in the ocean and eating fresh produce and other foods that weren't available in the dome. Binstead says the simulation is the second longest of its kind after a mission that lasted 520 days in Russia. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.